April 21, 2021. It's a Watt for Bayro show. Wop for Pedro show. Happy Wednesday. Start off with Bemsha Swang, John Coltrane. And then Conan Neutron, Secret Friends with The Bargain is Sealed. People, Brother Matt at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, a couple miles south of here in Pedro, because we're still caught in quarantine mode. But I'm not totally man alone because those engineers are stony with their Skype invention. I got Brother Conan Neutron aboard. Welcome.
Hello, sir. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Right. Now, you're in Dondo, but you were off air referring to Milwaukee, which I believe is in Wisconsin.
You are correct. Yeah, I'm a guy from California. I'm from Oakland and moved to Milwaukee a few years ago. But yeah, it just so happens with everything that worked out, I'm like, whatever, like 17 miles so 15 miles away from you right now, which is kind of funny. We were tracking some songs this weekend, which has been great. It's like the only band activity I've really done in the past year, just like, you know, just like most folks. And this still happens I'm the same general area as you.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what in the old days, people in Hollywood, anything south of Melrose was the fucking beach. And, yeah, we're 15, 16 miles apart, but we're on the other side of the peninsula. We got the biggest harbor in the country. It's not the Strand here. It's
right.
It's a exactly. Working harbor. Yeah. We share with Long Beach, Strong Beach. By the way, Dondo, home of Billy Stevenson, drummer of Descendants.
That's right. I was trying to remember who it was from here that, like, I had kind of rattling around in my brain, and I was thinking that it was potentially someone from Descendants. And,
yeah, there's Billy, the main man. And,
the Mighty Bill, yeah.
Yeah, Tony the bassman was a mailman in Long Beach, and Frank was Dondo. Also, right near is Hermosa Beach, 1 square mile in that, and that's the home of Black Flag and The Last,
yep.
People like that. So, and Dezo, right, from DC3 and Flag, and a lot of stuff there. But it is a whole nother world. I remember it just shows you what a couple – we're really balkanized. But anyway, Conan, it's good that you're getting into your past because I do want to talk about your journey through music. But please bring me your earliest musical recollection.
Yeah, man. Well, so I happen to grow up with hippie parents. And so there was always good records going when I was a kid. So I mean they'd be listening to, you know, Creedence, they'd be listening to like Black Sabbath, Zeppelin, lots of Neil Young, so on and so on. You know, it's crazy because my parents actually saw the Ramones at Winterland.
Which is kind of
wild.
Before it was torn down. No, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that gig. It was raining. There was a bunch of punk rockers from here went up there. I know Helen Keller hit Sid Vicious with a little plastic gun. I mean, really little, like the size of your thumb. So you're East Bay, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Well, now, I grew up in Modesto, in the Central Valley. So I grew up there, and then I moved to Oakland. And then when I moved to Oakland, it's kind of where stuff started happening for me musically. Like,
Modesto,
I worked at a record store.
Modesto is much different than Oaktown.
Oh, believe it.
By the way, you know who's living in Oaktown now is Brother Ted from Flipper. But anyway, this house.
Ted Falcone's living in Modesto? Get out, really?
No, I didn't say that. Oaktown.
Oh, he's living in Oakland. Absolutely. Amazing guitar player.
Rides his bike every morning, big fat tires. He's always sending me pictures. He likes to go by Alameda because Alameda is kind of a parallel universe with all them fucking hammerheads. Same thing, man. Where they turn the Navy base into a can terminal. Look, your earliest memories is your parents' records. Now, this pad in Modesto, was there musical instruments?
So, not really. There was kind of like a, you know, one of them nylon string guitars that, you know, for classical kind of stuff. I didn't really cotton to it or like really get what it was all about until, you know, I was a big, you know, reading comic books, Stephen King books, things like that. And then my buddy Clay, my best friend in the world, showed up to the door one day and he had a bass in his hand and he said, "Hey, I got a bass. You got to get a guitar so we can start a band."
You probably both need amps too if you're not going to rock.
Yeah.
If you were turned off by the acoustic world. Let me ask you about school. Were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
Nothing like that. I took drama. I was like pretty decent at that. Like I was really interested in movies and like cinematography and stuff like that, and that just didn't take like at all.
That's what I was into. Your music connect was your buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this too. First record you bought with your own money?
Probably Nirvana, Nevermind. I mean, those.
And the
those
first
are what,
gig you saw, killing it.
Like, first gig I saw was probably some some crappy punk rock band from Ukiah. Because a lot of the bands from Ukiah would come down and play Modesto at Izzy's, the pizza place out by the freeway at the end, and they were never that good, but I couldn't even tell you. If you're talking about the first, like,
yeah, but your first gig, how do you know it's not a good one?
Yeah, well, at the time I thought it was great, man.
Yeah,
I was yeah. Like, oh, this,
and it
this,
might
this,
have
this
been
is everything I dreamed of.
Now, you know what my first gig was? It was also D Boone's first gig. It was T-Rex at Long Beach Auditorium.
Yeah, that's way cooler.
Maybe not. Way cooler. Maybe not. You know, because I mean, we really liked the band and liked the gig, but. There's something about when, because we didn't know about clubs yet. When we saw club gigs, wow, why don't we can do this? And I didn't think that at the T-Rex gig. So that's the big difference. But anyway, everybody's got their own judge and jury going on in their head. Let's get back to your buddy getting you to make a band. He wants you to make a band with him.
Right. At the time, you got to understand, like, you know, I like listen to, like, all my parents' music because it's good stuff, like Sabbath, you know, like AC/DC, whatnot, et cetera, et cetera. But then it's like when I first heard bands like Nirvana and Melvins and Sonic Youth and, you know, Fugazi, all them, that's when I was like, oh, this is different. This is for me. This is my music. And everything kind of kicked into hyperdrive when I moved to Oakland because I got a job at a record store. Tower Records, fourth good record store out of four.
Yeah, the first one actually was Sacktown.
It was, yeah. Started in the Valley.
Right, and there was a great one in fucking Hollywood.
We always were going up to the Bay Area anyway to go, like, get punk rock stuff, like get, like, punk rock T-shirts and buy tapes and stuff along those lines. So we were always up there anyway, but yeah, we moved out to the Bay Area together and ostensibly start a band, but also just kind of like start a life because Modesto is basically home of a lot of, you know, casual sexism and racism. And I just kind of felt rejected like a virus, if that makes any sense, from Motown.
Now, what was the name of this band?
Oh God, we had so many.
What was the first name, Conan?
Well, we called it, there was a banner in the garage that said temporarily out of service. So we decided, because of course every band needs a banner, like we were just, you know, idiots. We didn't know anything about it yet. We were just like, well, let's call the band temporarily out of service, which that didn't stick. Then we called ourselves the worst. So truth in advertising, because we weren't any damn good yet. And, you know, we like, different iterations. We like to plan out.
Now, what, was it just a twofer, or did you get other cats in the band?
We had other folks playing with us. We actually had one pretty good drummer, eventually.
Tell me about the first temporary out-of-service gig.
We didn't. That band never really made it out of the.
It was more of a practice band? Okay.
Yeah, I don't really consider a real band. Never got out and played gigs, never made new records.
Yeah,
so we're talking about.
Yeah, but you're still doing music. It was just for an audience of you.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I still think that's important. Me and D Boone did that shit for years before the movement.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, look, all paths lead to now, Conan, so I think they're all valid. And
you need those years.
But everybody's got their own way. I mean, just like you got your own thumbprint. You know, there's something about the identity thing. So you and your buddy, you mean you and him never got to do a gig together live?
Nope. And
he's responsible for you getting into music.
Yeah. So the first Kona Neutron, the Secret Friends record, is actually a picture of him and I from high school. We had our friend take pictures because, like, we, you know, again, we didn't know it from anything. So we're like, oh, you got to take some band photos. And they're just, you know, corn dogs at 15, basically.
Yeah, you're doing all the right things except the gigs. Well, no, I should ask, did you guys, number one, write your own songs? And did you do any recording?
Yeah, we did all our own songs, and we didn't know anything about recordings. It was just like a tape player in a room.
Yeah, but you got those. You got a cassette of those songs you first wrote?
Man, I think I do somewhere in the basement.
I would love to hear that, Conan. Look, I want to play a litany of grievances.
Okay, sick.
Yeah. Taking you down there. Thank you. Guess I love you too much. Hide me from the truth. I'm just so afraid of losing you. Hide me from the truth. There's a ghost inside my room. I'm just so afraid of losing you.
Walk for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Conan, Neutron, and the Secret Friends doing a litany of grievances, which in my mind, I'm imagining this is a true story. After that, brand new from Midwife, Christina's World. Guided by voice, Bob Paul's got a new album. And here's the Disconnected Citizen. Bombus Prendon after that. Trumpet Toes. Simon Whiteside, this is brand new. Inversions. Joe Wilkinson, brand new. Annunciation. Jim Stewart, brand new. Dead Sea. Puppet Midnight with Burning Mattress Outside Toe Cross Waste Bins. Now, bins in England is a trash can, people. And that's where Puppet Midnight is from. And I love the solo bass thing. Thank you, Big Time Howie, for turning me on. Joe Cardamone after that with part 10 of his Quarantina series. This one's called Sabbath. And finally, Recant, Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Okay. So.
You said that right, too. All caps. All caps with an exclamation point. Recant!
Yeah. Like, heal!
Exactly.
Getting a little Pentecostal on you. Look, I want to know about this evolution a bit before you get to be. Is Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends the next iteration after you leaving your buddy, the worst?
No.
There's probably in between stuff, right?
Yeah. There is. So my first real band that I mean, if you categorize it by like a band that like plays shows and does stuff, was a band called Replicator that I started with my friend Chris. I answered a classified ad in the San Francisco Chronicle because that's how we did it back then, right? There was an ad. He said,
"Dude,
he wanted,
you know, I'll tell you a Chronicle ad story." Klaus Floyd told me he moved from Boston. Did one of those. The first day he gets in the Dead Kennedys. He's in the city one fucking day. And he's got a gig.
Okay. And what a gig, too, right? Jesus.
He's still, Ray Shameless, right? They're still doing that stuff. But beautiful thing. He was jamming with Leslie West, and then Felix Pappalardi stole his gig. So he said, fuck it. And he came out the yacht. Look, I shit thee not, Conan. Anyway, back to your story.
Oh, yeah. So this was a fella. He put a drummer, an ad, like a drummer looking for musicians to play with. And he put, Black Sabbath, Sonic Youth, Nirvana, David Bowie. And so I called him. And according to him, you ask him, I basically like quizzed him like, oh, you know, have you heard Fugazi? Oh, okay. Have you heard, this one? If you heard that, like, I kind of like going through and kind of quiz them on all these different bands. That's how he tells it anyway.
Well, a lot of those ads, because we had something down here called the Recycler. It was a free thing that came out on Thursdays. And they'd say, must have own transporting equipment, no flakes.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to call up and tell the dude you're a flake?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a flake, by the way.
You ain't got it. You're done.
I talked to him on the phone, but I never followed up. Like, I got busy with some other stuff.
You mean you sold it, but you never, okay.
Yeah. I was like making, some music that I was calling Heavenly Creatures that was just me and guitar and like a really bad drum machine through a 4-track. But then I went to a Mudhoney show with my buddy. With Cosmic Psychos. Cosmic Psychos played support on that. And my buddy says, hey, Conan, can you give me the keys to the car? I need to get something out of it. I'm like, oh yeah, sure.
Were those guys Australian?
Cosmic Psychos are Australian, yeah.
Yeah, Australia. Because one of the cats opened up a club in Melbourne.
Yep.
Called Cherry or something like that. And I did a bunch of fucking Stooges tunes with Jay Maskus about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I was there. I saw it.
Oh, fuck.
It was great.
Okay. Oh, Christ.
Not in Melbourne, but I saw you play Stooges tunes with Jay with Fogg.
And Ronnie at the American Music Hall, right, in the city.
Yep. Okay. And you brought out McKay.
Brother Steve McKay on the fucking tenor.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so what? How do you get into Replicator?
So Chris, the drummer for Replicator, hears like, oh, this guy just called this dude Conan. He's like, hey, is your name Conan? Like, yeah, did you talk to someone on the phone sometime back about playing drums? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, oh, is that you? And he's like, yeah. That was me. So we kind of connected this Mud Honey show. We get together, start jamming at his house. I got this crappy little, small practice amp. I hump that on the BART and then, on the bus, it's like probably like 45, 50 minute trip one way. And we start jamming in his house over by, it's Ocean Beach. It's like right almost where like Land's End. And
sure,
I'm like,
sure.
Hey, are you sure that your neighbors are good with this? It's, oh yeah, fine, no problem. And like, we set up in his bedroom. He's got his drum set going. We start playing. And let me tell you, the neighbors were not cool with it, by the way. My favorite is when we just turned around and there was a cop standing in the doorway just shaking his head no. Mm-hmm. We were deep in it too.
Put a fork in it, boys. Put a fork in it.
I don't even know how he got into house.
Okay, so I didn't ask you. Guitar influences, like those bands you didn't mention?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. It might have been Jimmy. Fuck.
Well, I mean, yeah. So Thurston and Lee as like one unit is like a huge influence for me. Buzz from Melvins is a big one. Ian and Guy from Fugazi, Dwayne Dennison, Greg Sage from the Wipers.
Greg, yeah, he came the first time Minutemen played in Portland. He came to the gig, and actually, D. Boone went through the deck. It was at the Satirica. So, okay, what was the
Andy
first?
Andy Gill,
what
Gang
was
of
the
Four.
First, yeah, the, and the guy he copied, Wilco, Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, tell me about a first Replicator gig that you did.
So we started off before we called Replicator, we called ourselves Phalanx, like a phalanx of soldiers at Phalanx.
Yeah, kind of phallus.
Yeah. And what we didn't realize is this is when you still would like call people to get a show, right? You'd be like, hey, we got this band, you know, we want to play, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
And everyone kept thinking we said failing instead of phalanx. And
we played in Sacktown once with a band called Fallacy, and you know how it was spelled.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. well, we played this place in Oakland, and which is kind of like a place that they'll just, you know, they'll give anyone a show. They don't care. They just want some people in there drinking, right? And so we played a house show first, and that was fine. We played this show in Oakland. The bass player called up night before and was like, hey, I can't play the show. I'm moving to Germany. And so we decided to do the show anyway, which is
well, that was
Chris
pretty bullshit of him. Why didn't he give you
why
more
not give
notice?
Notice?
Yeah, fuck.
Like, you have to do
that,
this. Like,
that was real jive. I wouldn't want his fucking karma account.
Yeah, no kidding. And so then we played this show. All our friends came out. I brought out people from like the day job, all that stuff, and just anything that could go wrong did. Like amp broke. String broke, and it was mortifying because of course it's like packed house for that, right?
Well, that's not a problem, right? Usually they're character builders.
Yeah, exactly. We were expecting no one to show up, and like in retrospect, it would have been better.
The way we looked at it afterwards
was there's nowhere to go but up, though. And we did. We were banned for something like
That dude primed your gig for failure anyway. So at least you didn't fucking give up on music just because you had a bad gig. So you kept on going. You kept on charging. What ended up with Phalanx / Replicator?
So we decided we needed to change things up. So we were walking down the street, like, we need to change the band name. We need to, like, kind of, like, refigure how we're doing this. And Chris is like, hey, it's too bad there's that band name, that unwound side band called Replicator. And I'm like, you mean Replicants, like from Blade Runner. He's like, oh, is there a band called Replicator?
I think they just lost the bass player. Such a nice guy. Such a nice guy.
Look, Vern was not only a friend of mine, but the last record he played on is with me and Paolo.
Is that right?
Okay.
Was he in Knife Fight? Or Survival Knife? Survival Knife.
Survival Knife. No, that's Justin.
Justin, right, because I got to play with him. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, April 21, 2021. Oh. By the way, it's Ig's birthday, right? He's fucking righteous. Hold tight for hour two. April 21, 2021. It's the second hour. Watch for Pedro Show.
just wipe it away. All I can do sometimes is look back in shame. Those pathetic hustles, those insignificant days. Money isn't counting, memory fades. Still screaming outside the airlock, still punching in a day. Of this misery, choices I made. Is life catching up with me? Not in vain.
Does is moan and so she's hit the streets. And now you're dead meat. So here's my poem. A dead ass boxed my ears with his haunching bow. I got a taste of the outside world and I left my home. As I lay dying for a vibe, well, the seed was sown. Here's my poem. Apply to me your bloody curcubits. Draw out the bile when the flame is lit. With your mugwort wool and your ginger slab. Oh, I've got it bad. It's doing me a sad.
I'm Every precious minute of their 2.5 hours on the surface was programmed. Rock and soil samples were to be collected. Experiments set up to catch unfiltered particles from the sun, to record moonquakes, to measure precisely by laser beam reflection the exact distance between moon and Earth.
And I can stay if I want. Oh, these feelings, it's nothing I do not jest. In the gravitational field of the bipolar vortex.
for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Conan Neutron and Secret Friends and Dark Passengers. Then Ben Salter out of Tasmania with Untitled. Lucas Abel out of Sydney, Whistle for Willie. Brillito, two L's, asshole. Brillito and Gloria from Marco Serrato and Raul Cantizano out of Sevilla, España. And nothing better than improvised stand-up bass with flamenco guitar. Dibu love flamenco. Amada Blonde after that with Brand New, The Ghost of All People Master. No, The Ghost of All the People Master. Whatever that means. Water Boogie System, Phoenix Song. And finally, Bipolar Vortex, Conan, Neutron, and Secret Friends. Okay, so you got to change shit up, is what you are discussing with Chris. And what is change-up? What's the change-up there, Conan?
So yeah, he's like, yeah, it's too bad there's that unwound side band called Replicants. I'm like, you mean Replicator? They were called Replicator. And I'm like, called Replicants. I'm like, oh, you mean Replicator. So you mean Replicants? And then and so he's like, well, is there a band name called Replicator? I blew that story, by the way. And I was like, well, so he says, is there a band called Replicator? And I say, well, I guess there is now, because that was back, like, late 90s. We could still have a one-word band name and not, like, a full sentence like I got now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we start making records. We start tour. It gets good.
We should tell people, Replicator is like a virus or a meme.
Yeah. So, and we run around this great land of ours, you know, playing shows at, with, and to people. And, you know, that's basically my 20s right there is the band Replicator.
And how many people were in that band?
It's three-piece for the vast majority. Myself, Chris Volig, and Ben Adrian on bass. And then we had the last record, I started writing guitar stuff that was so complicated. I had to use this looper pedal to do all of it. And it just got to be a real pain in the ass. So we asked our buddy Todd Grant, who was in this great band, Greenlight the Bombers, to play set guitar with us on tour. And that was cool as heck because it was just, you know, allowed me to kind of like be in the show a little more rather than constantly tap dancing around on this looper pedal.
But this, well, shit, I've seen one man band. Petra Hayden does it with her voice using those.
Yeah,
pedals.
Yeah. I mean,
let me ask you. This proj runs out of gas, right?
Yeah, we just, it wasn't that we were creatively spent. You know, Ben wasn't super into touring anymore and just had been a good run, and we decided to stop at the end of it. You know, we were at the top of the game of what we were going to do. And so we're like, oh, I just, you know, end his friends, broke up like 9 months ahead of time, played a bunch of last shows. And, you know, it was a good time. It was I regret nothing in that band.
And is this now time for the Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends?
Well, there's two other bands in between. One of them didn't last that long. It was just a year, called Mount Vicious. And then Victory and Associates, which actually played with you at Bottom of the Hill. We played together at Bottom of the Hill.
Ramona. I love her.
With Ramona Downey, yeah.
And the assholes who built the condo behind her pad. Fucking shit. You know, and the people move in, they don't know that. It's assholes who build it and sell it to them.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
But no, sorry for the tangent. So,
it's all good, man.
But I've done buttloads of gigs that I love working for.
Great. Fun.
And not a lot of ladies running pads, you know.
Yeah, man.
She's great. So, how are these bands, these two bands, different than fucking
Sure, that's a really good question. So Replicator's kind of like, I guess they call it.
Yeah, because what I was going to say was, these weren't replications of Replicator.
Not at all. Okay. So Replicator's kind of like what they call noise rock, right? Kind of like, you know, a little bit like whatever Sonic Youth does, Melvin, Steel Pole Bathtub, Jesus Lizard.
Please,
like
no
that
more
kind
of band names. We've already done our quota of band names now. Okay? Or you already mentioned like fucking 100 band names. That's enough. Now from now on, it's all about Conan, nobody else.
Okay, right on. So that was that band was more noisier. That band Mount Vicious was kind of like that, but sort of like classic rock a little bit too. But our take on it, that band wasn't around very long. Victory and Associates, we kind of pulled a little more from like post-punk and stuff like that. It didn't really connect. Though.
So by you making different bands, you're having fun with genre?
Yeah, just trying out different stuff. I mean, I don't want to make a band that sounds like the last band. I don't want that.
Right. But at the end of the day, ain't music just music?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Conan Neutron music? So, anyway, why do both those bands fizzle?
Well, Mount Vicious, I blew it with that band. I just blew it. There was a lot of opportunity there. Money started flying around, and I blew it. With Victory and Associates, again, it just ran out of gas.
How'd you blow it? Was it like pilot air?
Yeah, I mean.
You can't blame it on the equipment, right? It's a pilot.
No.
It's
definitely the pilot.
And then what happened with the...
With Victory and Associates?
Yeah.
So Victory and Associates, we just kind of, you know, we did a lot of good work, made some records, and, you know, some people were into it and never really connected at a larger time, but it was sort of just running out of gas. Okay. With those guys.
Yeah.
And so again, the last like 9 months or so, we took like, all right, let's take some time off and see what happens. And that's when I made the first Conan Neutron, the Secret Friends records, while that break was happening with Victory and Associates.
Okay. I want to play it. It probably was in front of you, staring in the face. The impossible task.
Yeah.
Now Vai um pouquinho pro lado, por favor.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. That chunk of music started with The Impossible Task, Conan Neutron, and Secret Friends. After that, hardcore chamber music, live from Manlio Maresca, Manuel Freres. He's in Berlin these days, but originally from Terracina, not Roma. Never first time I met him. Don't make that mistake. And then stuff from Bari, you know, where the heel is, down south in Italy. Quella Saratinos from Irmao Victor. El Cloro with Gombo. I Want to Fuck Myself from Alexander DeLarge. And finally, Cop Knock from Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. So now, how do you put together this band, Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends?
Sure, man. So the whole thing was V&A kind of split up. One of the reasons why those dudes wanted to kind of play more in the room, and I was getting more into demoing stuff on my own and kind of like working that way. And the thought just occurred to me, I wasn't doing anything with my band, and I kept seeing all my friends doing awesome stuff. So I called up Toshi Kasai, former guest of your show,
brother Toshi,
awesome dude, and said like, hey, I wrote these songs. First of all, are they any good? Secondly, if they are, do you want to make a record? And he said, yeah, you know, I really dig this. Let's do it. And so then, the way I look at it,
you
most
mean,
bands...
Let me get this straight. Like, Man Alone with Toshi, just you, well, two.
And obviously, I wanted to have humans play. It wasn't just good for me. Okay. So first thing, the band's as good as its drummer. Is how I look.
Absolutely.
At it, right?
Especially in rock and roll, dude.
So exactly. So what I did, it was like, I had a whole list of, like, I didn't want to play with Chris. I didn't want to play with Mouse. I didn't want to play with people that I already had played with. I wanted to play with someone different. So I just had made a list of all my favorite drummers. And I figured I'd go down it, and as they told me no, I would, like, go down to the next one on the list and so on and so on. So first name on the list, Gio Cover of the Melvins.
Well, Tosh has connects.
Yeah. And so Dale Cover of the Melvins, and Dale's like, yeah, I like the songs, let's do it. And so Knock Me Over with a Feather. Right? I'm like, oh my God, really? Like, one of my favorite drummers of all time. I think one of the best living drummers, frankly. Like, just one of the best, like, all together, all around.
Did Tosh make that happen?
I mean, I knew Dale already, I'm sure that knowing that Tosh was producing it, like, you know, those guys have, like, a symbiosis. You know, that... That getting the thumbs up from Toshi, I'm sure had some degree to do it. But I figured I'd be getting down to, like, you know, whatever number 20 or something might say yes. That's how I looked at it, because I don't have, like, a big ego about it. I was just like, I'm just trying to do something interesting. I don't even know if it's any damn good. I guess we'll see. But yeah, Dale signs on. So then I call up Tony Ash, who plays in this band Trophy Wives, and Victory and Associates and Trophy Wives toured a lot. We were label mates. We went on tour a lot, and he's just not only the coolest, sweetest dude, but in my opinion, one of the best rock bass players around. Like, I love what he does.
Much respect to him, truly. We're at the end of the second hour, April 21, 2021. Dish Wap Peter Show special guest, Conan Neutron. Hold tight, 5-3. April 21, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
iz serije novih pjesama ide sada.
Thank you.
Watch for Pebo show. Start off the third hour with Fight Math 2020. Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Then Naruba Abua. Oh Vendaval. Turtle Return after that with the Trigon Town. Westworld from Trigger Cut. Weishtakla with Reklasi, Balkan Punk. Lewis Cole with I Wasn't Real. Healers with Ham Bone, Keisha and Coffee. And finally, Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends with Chesapeake Ripper. Okay, so what do? You go into the studio that Tosh's got lined
up,
and you just show them the songs? Or do you practice first?
We practiced like a little bit, like, you know, the night before, but it's usually like that first record, like what you hear is usually like the first, you know, first, second or third time that we all play it through. That's one of the reasons like it kind of sounds kind of extemporaneous is that, you know, the songs, there's not tons to them. It's not like King Crimson or something, you know what I mean? Where there's a ton of different.
We're not going to mention other bands.
Oh yeah. Sorry. My bad.
It's all right. Cool.
But everyone just like, you know, everyone.
You're saying, especially those guys too, man. All you have to do is like make an intro and they just probably take, you know, give them the go, right? The GO.
Yeah. They're both such awesome players that it just pops immediately. Like it's like, and it's like, wow. I mean, I'm in my head about all this.
Conan, what about the words? Did they come after?
Well, yeah, and it's wild because you know I mentioned how my buddy Clay got me into playing by showing up the door with the bass.
Yeah.
He dies 1 month before this record gets made.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that messed with me a lot. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's like the entire record. I mean, it's dedicated to him.
No, but
like,
it's a terrible blow. I can relate.
Yeah, and that was where my head was at for all this. Is that like, okay, man, I'm trying to do this thing, trying to start this new chapter, and like I'm thinking about my past too. I'm thinking about him. That's why we called it the enemy of everyone.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what he made himself into. And it sucks to say that, but I mean, so yeah, it's that's heavy, but it's just like to me, it's like being a teenager again. It's like being in the room with that temporarily out of service sign. Right? Like, oh my God, this is a totally new way to work. I realize I learned
Wait a minute. It's like the old days, but it's a new way to work? Because I thought you were going to give me a rap about, like, Fonzie and Potsy and Happy Days.
No, I just mean it's exciting. Like, it's really exciting.
I get that. I have the excitement
of, like, being 15 again.
Sure. But you're not really doing a nostalgia thing. You're in the moment of today, right now, but you feel that energy that you had.
Right. But with the skills of having, you know, a lifetime of playing music, too. And then I realize there's all kinds of things I had going on that I was overthinking things, like with recording and writing songs and stuff. So it teaches me so much about, like, you know, small things, like, you know, when in doubt, take it out. First instincts normally best, you know, like stuff like that. Like I learn so much. And then I don't even know if it's going to be like what it's going to be. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a record. So I give it that hair shirt of a name of Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends, because nothing says success like a sentence long band name.
You also had Tosh with you to help a little bit, give you some perspective.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's one of the great producers of our, of our age. And the fact that he doesn't get as much props as he should.
Because he's really humble. He doesn't come on as a meister and, you know, have fuckers goose step and shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's beautiful. He leads, he inspires by example.
He does. And he brings out the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which you'd like to think any producer would do that, but not.
No. My experience, he's the exception.
So, you know, it works. You know, people seem to dig it. Like, we kind of turn around, make another record really quick. That's the Art of Murder. It's the Hannibal Lecter record. You know, you play Chesapeake Ripper off of that.
Now, what's the difference? You know the guys. So you start writing the music for them, right?
Exactly. Darker, deeper, like, you know, hits a little harder. Yeah, you know it.
Right. Okay, I want to play Quid Pro Quo.
Nice.
Yeah. You know I sleep through the night, but it does nothing. You can keep your distance. It's just more frightening. Thank you.
can only last so long. You'd learn your teaching from science fiction. Life is hard when you're living and dying. None of the poems seem to rhyme. You can't control your emotions. Life's a bitch, but you're not quite ready to hit the kill switch. A dark face in the vortex wants to steal your breath away. Life out of context, things never seem to go your way. Too many women and martinis on the run. Your body catches up, you feel the aching pain. You try not to see it because you are so vain. You never stop for nothing. You can't control your emotions, and life's a bitch, but you're not quite ready to hit the kill switch.
savage nor wise. We live in a primitive time, neither savage nor wise. We live in a primitive time, neither savage nor wise. We live in a primitive time, neither savage nor wise. No wise, no wise.
Pivo Show last music for this edition. Start that chunk off with Quid Pro Quo, Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Pale Angels after that with Killer. American Werewolf Academy, Do You Remember? I think they're Austin. Pale Angels is Welsh. Glimpse Trio, The Top. Maybe Cleveland, huh? Kalinich and Tibbin with Living and Dying. That's Nashville. Purple Interpolations, the single version, April 21. Ah, that's today, huh? For Brother Phil up there in Mammoth. He goes by AB Normal with this project. And finally, last tune of the show, Conan Neutron and Secret Friends, with the long sentence. I do admire your courage at naming your project. So, okay, so when you went in to make the second one, you're writing the songs for them.
Yeah.
Again, you do a little bit of you don't write in the studio.
No, it's demoed out beforehand.
A demo means, like, you make what, like, just you sound on sound?
Yeah, I got GarageBand, I play the guitar into the iPad, yeah. You know, and track, like, bass that isn't like 1/40th as good as what Tony does, you know, try my best to not embarrass myself programming some, like, you know, canned drums and stuff. And then those guys turn into something magical.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. And when they come back with their parts, do you revise what you've gave them first?
Sure. I mean, like, if they
come back with
something,
it's a dynamic thing. It's a dynamic.
Yeah. Okay. And that's happened a lot where it's like, oh, that's cooler. That's a much better idea than what I had.
Yeah, but I mean, you had to start it, right? It's like the ball of clay, right? And then you throw it on the wheel, and then you got three pairs of hands on that fucking clay making a bowl or whatever, a chalice.
Sometimes I do have those ideas sometimes, like that I Do Admire Your Courage, which you just played. It's got that kind of a cappella section.
Yeah.
You know? And nobody knew what I was talking about when I was,
well,
when I
okay,
said I was
okay,
gonna do that.
Okay, so for this one, you had the words before?
Music always comes first. Music always comes first.
Oh, are you one of the guys who carry a notebook around?
I do. I yeah, I can't, I like phrases. I'll like write down phrases and stuff like that. And then I'll usually put that together. And then like that'll be my title too. Like a song title can kind of inspire what I end up writing for the words.
Yeah, no. I know all about titles. I have to start with them.
And yeah.
I usually ask people about that because everybody puts them on last, it seems. But I got to start with them.
No. Title makes it real.
Ah, then we're kindred spirits, Conan.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So that acapella, of course, you had to have the spiel.
Yeah, nobody really knew what I was on about with it. And I was like, can I just show you guys? And then, like, I did it. I recorded, the one vocal, then I recorded the other one, then two. She's like, oh, I get it. I get what you're doing. And then, like, and it's kind of cool because otherwise it's sort of like Humble Pie. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to mention bands. Yeah. It's like, you know, big kind of thunderous classic rock riffs. But for me, it's like that's the thing that kind of makes it special and kind of cool. It kind of takes this weird left turn and,
are you talking about, like, that's how you, I have to do that when I try, because I can't play drums, so I have to use my mouth and use sounds.
Sure. Yeah, totally, boop, yeah.
Boop, boop, boop,
yeah.
Drummers
love that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. But I had to get into actually naming the drums, you know, kick, kick, snare, because like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but this shit's going on not at the practice pad. This is in the studio?
Yeah. So basically I make the demos and send them around and everyone kind of like, you know, gets familiar with them and stuff. And like usually, yeah, the revisions are usually, you know, night before or day of or whatever. Like, and it's sort of like, I mean, everybody's got good instincts. That's sure. Why it works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's
absolutely.
No overthinking.
Absolutely. And where can people find you on the internet?
NeutronFriends.bandcamp.com. NeutronFriends.com is the website, which is probably just called the band, frankly.
Sure.
And then I'm all over, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, but you probably got links on your own site, right? Your own, it's like having your own fanzine. Look,
exactly.
Is the third record planned?
Yeah, so the third record, you just played a couple songs in it. That's Dark Passengers. That just came out.
Okay.
That just came out. And actually, the version of Fight Math you played is off of a benefit for the label guy because he had a heart stent put in. Like, he had problems with his heart. So shit. we did a benefit for him.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, okay, is there plans for a fourth one?
Yeah, we just... Like as we speak, we just tracked 11 songs this last weekend. So we got more on the way, man.
Look, when you get done with that record, will you come back on the show and we'll play it and listen to it and talk about it?
I would seriously be honored. Yes,
right back. Thanks so much for coming on and coming back when you get done with. 4 is a heavy number, you know, but I can't wait to hear. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate
absolutely. It. People, it's been April 21, 2021. This WAP Pivo Show. Keep your powder dry.